And this segment is brought to you by the Two-Fisted Drinker. Do you know what the Two-Fisted Drinker is? Well, sure you do. I've talked about it and talked about it, and I've told you about it. It's magic in a double twin mug. And the inventor, the genius, the magician, and the comedian behind all of it, professional comedian, is Mr. Mike Boland, and here he is right now on the AZ Turf and More guest line. How about it, Mike? Welcome to the show, buddy.
Thank you so much. Good morning, and thank you for having me on.
You know, I was drinking iced tea yesterday because it's only 150 degrees, and my hair has been on fire. I squeezed some lemon in my sun tea, threw a bunch of ice in it. I don't like sugar. That's just me. And I filled up one side with a little bit of lemonade and the other side with my sun tea. And as I drank out of the Two-Fisted Drinker, Mike, I had a beautiful mix and I was refreshed. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff, but tell me about this Two-Fisted Drinker. My goodness, everybody loves this thing.
Yeah, you know, it was a lot of fun. The inspiration behind it was, and certainly as we've talked before, even on your show, I was born with one hand, and whenever I'm walking around with a couple beers, you know, I have to hold them in one hand, and hey, you should be a two-fisted drinker, you know. And it was just an inspiration to, you know, kind of spark some ideas around, I wonder what I can do to make myself a two-fisted drinker, kind of tongue-in-cheek. And it just led me down a journey where I was able to design a mug and have a few patents on it, I'm very proud to say. And it's been a fun journey, like I said earlier. I mean, various times in its existence, it's been the number one beer-selling mug on Amazon. So very proud of that. And I'm glad you like it. It's a fun mug to drink out of.
And you can logo this. It can go out to charity golf events. You can do it at corporate outings. You can have them up on your mantle, folks. You can give them away to your clients. How do they get the Two-Fisted Drinker, Mike? What are the different ways they get them?
Well, they are on Amazon. If you want them, though, personalized, just reach out to us on twofisteddrinker.com, and we'll get back to you. We'll send you a an example of what it's going to look like. And, you know, as a matter of fact, as you know, Ray, we had a few of those at a show the other day, and they went very well.
You are a professional stand-up comic, and you were at JP's Comedy Club, and I know Mr. Jim Perry, and but his name is Jim Godfrey, and what a great guy, and what a fun place. I had never been there. I did not even know that he had a comedy club, because I knew him in another life. 10, 12 years ago, from being in the security business, which he still owns. He's a former policeman, retired. And I don't know how he could be retired, because he looks like he's 28 years old still. And we had a lot of fun. You invited me to JP's Comedy Club down in Gilbert. It's right there at 860 East Warner Road in Gilbert, and they opened the place up. It was packed. You couldn't move in it, and everybody came in to hear the comics, all of them funny. And then, of course, obviously, you were the anchor, and I think, and I'm not just saying this, but you're the funniest one. I was laughing out loud. You are such a different guy on stage than you are in person. And everybody will remember that you were my guest on my television show. And you can go to Match Play TV at YouTube, and you can watch the show with Mike Boland, featuring him as not only a childhood movie star, a professional bowler, discount tire, senior employee, went on to have throat cancer, which was life-changing, and now retiring from Discount Tire to become one of your lifelong dreams, if not the lifelong dream, to be a professional stand-up comic. One of the most difficult ways, folks, in entertainment. Mike, let me have one more second here. Folks, I want you to understand what it means to be a comic. And I watched these people in their craft the other night. I watched you, Mike. You know, I've been on the air for 23 years on radio. I've been on the air for 11 years plus on TV. And I can tell you that radio is more difficult than TV by far, for a variety of reasons. But I can also tell you that going up on stage, bare, alone, no monitor, no notes, no TV teleprompter, no director, no sound person, you're going up there alone. You might as well be going up in your underwear. You're that exposed. And I watched all of you do this, Mike, and I thought, they've got to get up in the morning. They've got to write all of this material. Nobody writes it for them. So they've got to be funny. They have to be funny. And they have to write it down on paper. Then they have to memorize it, word for word. But then most importantly, they got to figure out, how are they going to deliver those words that are funny to the audience who are brutal, and make sure that those words are funny, Mike. And then you've got to have the facial features. You've got to have the hand gestures, the body movement. The way you go about this is so intricate. My gosh, I said, I'm exhausted just watching them. Forget about doing it, Mike. You tell me. Am I about right on that?
You're exactly right. I think I have a little advantage. When the hand gestures, I only have to do half of those hand gestures. So I have a little advantage. Certainly makes it a little easier for me. But, it, you know, it's so interesting you say all that, Ray. And one of the things that you said after the show was, you've already said it today, you're a little bit different, you know, when you get up on stage than you are, like, on my radio
you
show,
are.
My television
you
show.
Are.
And that's interesting. It's about finding your voice when you're on the stage. And it took me a while, and I think it's going to be a journey that I'll have the rest of my time on stage to find that voice and to be able to be, you know, to be able to deliver the way you just described. It's an ever-evolving process. And, I am a different person on stage. I just, as I say, I kind of let it go. Let's go. Let's have some fun. And my job on stage is the number one thing is to make people laugh, and that's all I try to do.
Well, but not only do you make people laugh, Mike, you are inspiring. You lift people up, you know, and this is all adult comedy, folks. There's adult words. There's some adult situations. There's some adult, you know, things in there with all the comics. I will say that I was quite impressed that your show was, you know, pretty family oriented. And more than that, you did inspire. You lifted people up. I tell you what, you cracked me up.
Oh, thank you.
The paper towel thing killed me. And then when you mentioned holding the toilet paper roll, my wife and I were dying. I mean, how do you think of all of this comedy? How do you think about it, Mike?
You know what's interesting about that particular part there? Even at work, like let's say I'm at work and there's a toilet paper, there's a paper towel roll there. I've always put it on my arm and, hey, can I help you? You know, and it's like art imitating life. That's my life and that's what I do. And I have fun with it, Ray. I know we've talked about it before. I like having one hand. I don't mind it at all. Sometimes, I just enjoy it.
All right, very quickly, we've got to get to your mother and father's foundation and why you had the comedy night. You're going to come on again and tell us about it, but I've got 30 seconds only. Tell me about your foundation and how you're helping people. 20 seconds.
Well, thanks. Okay, I'll do it real quick. My mom and dad, Joe and Marie Boland, you know, they were kind of surprised that they had a one-handed child when I was born, and I kind of went over that story the other day. And from that moment on, they had to provide for me prosthetics, and they did. And in their honor, I am going to do the same thing for other people. Help.
What's
them
the name of the foundation, Mike?
Joe and Marie Boland's Helping Hands.
All right, there he is, Mike Boland, Joe and Marie Boland, HelpingHands.org. And we're going to be back with you on Monday night here on KDUS.